to the island. And I bought a lottery ticket. You know the most elusive game in town. Baby, I won $100 million. I bought myself a plane, and I still haven't touched the ground. Well, I'm lucky. Yes, I'm lucky.
Danny Kortchmer and Charlie Karp, a band called Slow Leak. And you can't find them anywhere online. I looked for Slow Leak online. Usually it's like 1,000 tunes by any band you plug in on YouTube. But on this one, no. They're very well hidden. Anyway, kind of a secret handshake operation out of New England. Danny Kortchmer, of course, James Taylor's guitar player. We won't hold that against him. Probably pays a lot of money out on the road. But here they are with a tune called I'm Lucky, or Mr. Lucky. But I love the line there where he says, I went down to the country club because that's what rich folks do. I love it, man. I love it. Love it. Me, I ain't lucky at all. No. In fact, anytime I've been into a casino, I know I'm going to lose money. I know I'm going to lose money. That's why I don't gamble. I might limit myself. I say, okay, I'm only putting in $10. And then I'll win maybe $12. And then I just give it all right back. I just realized I'm going to do some math here. Oh, George Santos. The gentleman I was thinking of is George Santos. You may recall him. He got busted for some kind of corruption going on, some kind of whore, pimp, and thief activities, which they're all involved in, but he got nailed. George Santos. He was on one of the Gutfeld shows maybe 2 weeks back, maybe a little more. But he's really good. Got a good sense of humor. Well, he's going to jail for 7 years. I'm thinking maybe in the third year he'll lose his sense of humor. Maybe in the third minute. I don't know. But let's see what's – I got to do some math here real quick. Okay, I'm going to spin it around the x-axis. Hang on, I got to differentiate here. 43.20. Yeah, that's good. That'll work. 43.20 will work, I think. Let's look at that again. Yeah, something like that. Maybe 43. Thayer, we're next here. You're on the Edge. Alternative Bump Music Friday. It's what we do. I posted something yesterday. There are these guys that are, they're called Bikers Against Predators. God bless these guys. Becky X sent me this. I watched the whole thing last night because it took a long time. It's like 2 hours, I think. What is it? 2 hours and 55 minutes. They're busting a guy who's they're predators. They do bad things with kids and sex predators. And they go and bust this guy, but man, do they take a long time. I mean, they could have just walked up and shown him the pictures and then called the cops. You got to see this, though. It's over on Thayer Lexington on Facebook. Now, the site is called Bikers Against Predators. I would urge you to support these guys big time. They busted a guy. The reason I'm watching this one is they busted a guy in Ypsilanti. Now, I don't know this neighborhood. There's a gazillion neighborhoods in Ypsilanti. This is probably over on the east side of Ypsilanti. That's what it looks like, sort of. Busted is my comment on it. And again, it's Bikers Against Predators. Sean, 39, from Ypsilanti, Michigan, confronted on his conversations with a 12-year-old decoy. Oh, my God. You know, anybody out there that's even moderately interested in this kind of stuff, shame on you to begin with. But do you not know that you're going to the slam? That when, what's his name there? Says, have a seat. have a seat. I love that show. I wish they'd bring it back. Catch Predator. That was good. Where the guy'd come in thinking he's going to meet somebody and he's going to get lucky. And all of a sudden, what's his name, walks in the room there. Was it Rich? What's his name? I'm drawing a blank on it right now. But have a seat. And then next thing you know, the cops got him on the front lawn and they're putting the cuffs on him. Don't let that happen to you. Don't be a dumbass. Play within your lanes. Don't go outside the don't color outside the lines, okay? You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Butt Music Friday.
Your mama don't.